Okay, we're recording.
Okay, well, oh, man, you sound a little out of breath there.
Well, is it out of breath or
Fuck it,
ain't?
just play the just pl fuck it, just play the music.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but you'll laugh till you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome or not, don't really care, to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 13th of July, 2026, in the frustrating but not dead year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatory Park. Now, I'm one of your hosts, the one who's hat enough with the technology, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know, that was really a highlight right there.
Right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and joining me from the Big Fatty Sound Effectless Studio, it's Big Fatty. Hi, Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Y'all, I've seen Big Fatty for the last about hour and a half while we're trying to get this shit working.
Y'all, let me tell you.
If we did a show without sound effects, this would be the easiest thing ever. But doing this in a
it
way
wouldn't
that
wouldn't be the LFC,
right? And doing this in a way that you can figure out how to do it also, because y'all, that's the other thing, is we're trying to make this just dead simple for the fat one.
Ooh, too soon.
Yeah, I think you may just have to. And y'all, we've got the recording piece down. It's the routing the audio through Zoom, so that Fatty can hear the sound effects and I can hear his. So we may have to fall back on loopback. Big Fatty might just have to buy the license for loopback or something, and something that we know works, and we just do that.
I thought I had loopback.
Oh, y'all, this is going to be a show. This is going to be a show. Anyway, you know what? While we're thinking about that, I should do? I should go over and just figure out what music I was listening to before we started recording, and then let everybody else, you know, just listen in while Big Fatty looks to see if there's something there. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to. That wasn't what I was listening to. Let's see here.
Rogue Amoeba.
Y'all, Big Fatty is. Why? Now I don't have any audio. You know what? Y'all, this is all because of Daniel Brewer. This is one.
Oh.
Everything was working just fine before Daniel. I have some suggestions, and then I had to rewrite some of the audio stuff that mixes down for the little show. Hang on, there's an. All right, I'm pushing an update via Sparkle. But anyway, so y'all, how's it been going? How's everyone's week? Big Fatty, how's your week? How's it? I was listening to your little show and.
Yeah. How was my week?
It seemed fat, uneventful.
Well. That's pretty much how it was.
Y'all, I don't even know if we started the show correctly. So if not, welcome. Y'all, I had to go to Roanoke. Virginia this week.
Well, no wonder everything's ruined.
Yeah, y'all, I had to be there Thursday afternoon. So y'all, we left. Lorena and I left Thursday morning. It's an easy trip. Truthfully, it's not that far, and it's very much drivable. I think it's probably about a 5.5 hour drive, because Big Fatty and I have been through there a few times together on our way to the Virginia coal mine.
Ugh.
And so, y'all, it's but true, but one, traffic, two, old, 3 just was ready to be done with it. So we flew, and y'all, no big deal. We landed about 1:30, 1:45 on Thursday and drove over.
1:30 p.m. in the afternoon?
It was. Y'all, we drove over to see the person we were there to visit and spent some time with him. Y'all, they let me use the mass spectrometer in their lab. I was like,
now, what the fuck is that?
It's a tool, like a, well, if you've seen NCIS.
Like a hammer?
So, like, basically, you put a sample in, and it splits it up into everything that it's made out of. So, if you want to say, like, oh, what's in this water? And it can tell you, oh, there's a little bit of shit in the water, and there's a little bit of algae in the water. Like, it'll tell you all that. So, yeah.
So you could, like, put your poop on there and say, oh, when did you have corn?
Right, right, basically. But, y'all, okay. Y'all, we finished with that about 5 o'clock, 5:15.
P.M. in the afternoon.
Got in the jalopy. Y'all, we had to drive back to Roanoke. We were about 50 minutes away with no traffic. Well, y'all, it had rained. And Big Fatty can attest that that little two-lane stretch of interstate through the mountains right there is treacherous on a dry day. So, y'all, there was a standstill on the interstate. So, y'all, Google routed us. It routed us through Munchkin Land, basically. And y'all, we twist when we've all driven on these roads at some point. When I tell you max speed 30 miles an hour, and you're twisting and turning, slowing up, speeding down, going uphill, going downhill, turning sharp, and you're doing all this, y'all, it's a pain in the ass. So it took us about an hour and a half to get to the motel. Y'all, we got there, we checked in. That's the Holiday Inn Airport and Convention Center.
Roanoke.
The hotel, the lobby was lovely. The hallways looked like we might die, but the rooms were new when we got in there. So, we went out to a restaurant for dinner. We got situated, and at 7 o'clock, I texted Lorena and said, okay, fine. I just wanted to eat in the motel. I was so tired from everything. And she said,
the convention center is going to have a restaurant.
It had 3. The food, I'm sure the food is frozen Cisco stuff, but who cares? Like, whatever. There was this place called like Rail and something and down kind of like the Park Circle area of Roanoke. So we went over there. Y'all, absolutely delicious. I will say, delicious, delicious, delicious. Got back to the motel.
Are we talking about the food still?
Yeah. Also the bartender. Okay. We sat at the bar. Got back to the motel. And by the way, y'all, the meal we had there was more food than either that we could eat. Lorena had 2 wines and 2 beers. I had a beer.
Oh, my God.
And the bill was $73.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like, oh, well, we forget how nice it is to live somewhere that you can go out to eat and not spend $400 on this. Y'all, it was amazing food.
What did you have, just out of curiosity? Do you remember?
So we started, and I'm glad we did this. We started with the meat board appetizer.
You can't beat a meat board unless there's some cheese with it.
There was no cheese. There was a cheese tray that you could order separately, but it was expensive. So we assumed it had to go. Anyway, y'all, it had about 10 different meats on it, and they gave us a scoop of their homemade pimento cheese because they said, y'all look like you're fun, and we just wanted you to try this since you're not from here. And y'all, it was amazing pimento cheese.
Let me guess. It was full of the mayonnaise, wasn't it?
I'm not sure it had mayonnaise in it or if it had salad dressing because it didn't have that Duke's mayonnaise taste. Oof. But y'all, the beer that I got that they suggested, because y'all, I love an IPA, but one, I was driving, and two, y'all, two connects to one, which is, y'all, some of those IPAs are like super high ABV, alcohol volume, or whatever, AVB, whatever. I don't care. You know what I'm saying. It has a high alcohol percentage.
Alcohol by volume, I believe.
Yes, ABV. And almost like I'm looking at it on this can. But
yes.
Y'all, I mentioned that. I said, oh, you have an IPA on draft? And she said, oh, it's amazing. And I said, is it super high alcohol ABV? Because I'm a lightweight. I mean, they don't know me. They can believe that. I said,
we make it with Everclear.
Yeah. And she said, well, it is. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, but we have one in a can that isn't a high ABV. Now, y'all, it is 5.5%. So that is not low ABV, but it's, I think the one on draft was like 9.5%. And so y'all, it was called Mountain Pass. It's a hazy IPA.
Hazy, like, yeah, hazel.
Yes. And it's by what looks like Vason Brewing Company. Y'all, absolutely amazing. It's on my buy it at the Total Wine next time I'm there list. It was so good. Either way, y'all got back to the motel, stopped and filled the jalopy up with the gas on the way in. Lorena said, do you want to have a drink at the bar? And I said, Jesus,
oh my God,
you just had four. But y'all, we had to be at the airport at 5 a.m. because we couldn't get on a later flight. And thank God we didn't. Based on some things that happened here. Y'all got up at 4 a.m. the next day, was at the airport at, y'all, we drove across the street to the airport. We weren't sure how long it was going to take. It took 3.5 minutes. y'all, the airport has 5 gates and we threw the rental keys behind the counter, 'cause there was of course no one there. Went in, y'all, security was a shit show, but there must have been 500 people in line for TSA and 2 in line in pre-check. So, thankfully, y'all, we went on through pre-check. We went to the gate and y'all, I walked out and I said, is that a 145? Y'all, those planes, it's so little you can't stand up on it. And so I went immediately to the gate agent and I said, we have a 48-minute connection, and we're landing at the mobile lounge gate, meaning you have to wait, you go down the stairs, walk through, blah, 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 take the train over to the real gates at Dulles. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to wait, because y'all, the 145s don't have overhead storage for bags. They take it when you get on and bring it back to you when you get off. And she said, I said, can we just go ahead and check it through to our final destination? And Lorena was, and I said, shut up. Just like, we're not playing this game.
Have a drink.
We're not missing a flight because we've got to wait on them. It won't take long for them to bring bags. I said, I understand that. I said, it's a 50-50 chance. Are you willing to miss the last flight for 11 hours to Charleston from Washington, D.C.? No. Then let them check your bag. So y'all, Miss Girl said, well, I need to take a look and make sure you're not basic economy. And I looked at her and I said, do we look like we fly basic? No. Mm-hmm. Just, I was like, that is not us. So, y'all, she checked our bags. Y'all, we dropped them off and went on about our business. Y'all got home. Y'all, we were home at 10 a.m. Friday morning.
In the morning.
10 a.m. in the morning, Friday that morning. Okay. I was in the car leaving the airport at 10:12 a.m. So that was fine. But y'all, I had not had any internet when I left on Thursday morning. I didn't have any Wednesday night. Oh. Now, y'all, on Wednesday, there was a little bit of a storm that came through the area. And the Xfinity said, the internet is out because of a node or a hub or something. So, y'all, that didn't... When I got home Friday, they were still saying that. So, y'all, I was... I looked at the cable modem and I said, you know, I understand that there's a node or something that might be out, but I was like, y'all, this thing isn't turned on. Like there are no lights on it or anything. So I unhooked it and pulled it out and plugged it into a different outlet. Nothing. So y'all, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to the Xfinity store. So y'all, I loaded it up. This is
your orange hat on.
10:45 a.m. in the morning. Walked out to the jalopy, and when I walked out there, the Xfinity man was there, and I said, hello, and I said, may I ask you a question? Does this thing, it's supposed to have lights on it, isn't it? And he's like, what? And I said, well, I don't have any internet, and I assume that's why you're here. And he said, well, you're not gonna, because your building was struck by lightning on Wednesday.
Oh!
And I said, oh. He said, yeah, that thing's toast. You need to go get a new one. I'm replacing the panel, the box, the whatever. He said, your whole street, or your, this whole side of the street has been affected, like whatever. So anyway, y'all went to the Xfinity store. Y'all got, I walked in and I said, my name is Larry. Here's what's going on. The guy said, we heard you were coming. He said, all right, I'll just get you new and you can be on your way. And I said, no, we need to talk. And he said, about what? And I said, I need my bill to not be $150 a month just for the internet. I said, it's crept up over the last year. And I said, I know that I had an extra cable modem that I was doing something with, and I've returned that, so I know it'll go down some, but whatever. Y'all, that fool lowered my bill with a loyalty discount to $73 a month. Y'all, that's less than half of what I was paying. And he
that's
said,
how
now
they get you.
He said, now it'll
they'll
go back
take
up.
Take your money until you start bitching.
Yeah, and because I have gigabit, and you know, I don't need that. But he was like, there's not really any savings to go slower. He said, I can get like $6 off if you go to 250 megabit. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So, y'all, he got me all situated. I came home. Y'all was, I said, give me another one of those coax cables, because I figured, you know, if the lightning hit the panel, it may have fried the cables going into my house, but let's deal with that one step at a time, you know? And so, y'all, he gave me a new one. I did have to replace that cable. I stood up and slammed my head into the corner of a wall clock, and it started bleeding everywhere. So I have
the clock?
Basically, the clock was pissed. So, y'all, then the clock hasn't run in 6 months because I need to fix it. But, y'all, the clock started running after I did that. And so then I'm running around with my hand on my head. And then Lorena, my next-door neighbor, starts knocking on the door because of the internet. So I'm answering the door with my hand, my bloody hand on my head.
This is Haley?
No, different neighbor. And okay. I haven't seen Haley this week. Have I? No, I have not. And so, y'all, I did finish off those little muffins that she brought over, though.
You love Haley's muffin.
I did. And y'all, it took 4 or 5 tries with the Comcast to get everything to come back up. But y'all, it came back up and we got the internets back. So that all happened. And then I'm sitting down and I said, well, at least the bad weather is over. And this is Friday afternoon by the time I get it all done.
And guess what?
Y'all, I wasn't here, so I don't know what it did on Wednesday, but I'm going to tell you, on Friday, I've never seen rain like that, ever.
Friday was quite the day.
Ooh, and y'all, it didn't stop. It just kept, I couldn't see. I park, 15 feet from my front door, 20 feet from my front door. I could see a blue blob in the shape of a jalopy, but I could not see the jalopy. That's how hard it was raining.
It was like a hurricane.
It 100% was. It was as bad as a hurricane.
I mean, it might as well have been midnight outside. It got so dark. And the rain just kept coming and coming and coming. I checked the rain gauge here at the villa on Saturday after all that happened on Friday. 3.5 inches in about 2 hours.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Y'all, there's a creek that runs at the end of the Vader family compound building. It runs right through the neighborhood. And the creek is a source of consternation for us here on the HOA board. Because y'all, children play in it sometimes and different things. It's not safe. It probably attracts snakes and everything else. So we keep our eye on it. No, the hobos love a creek. Y'all, I've seen the creek get up. It'll rise 2 or 3 feet because we get a lot of its runoff from the highway. Y'all, the creek was up, when I say 10 feet, I am not exaggerating, lapping at the top of the bank 10 feet high after the rain had stopped.
I believe that.
Was absolutely terrifying. And y'all, Barb and Lorena had live on the creek their home is back up to it. Y'all, they took video of our, like, the gutter drains that feed into the creek, like, from underground. Y'all, the water wasn't just coming out strong. It was coming out horizontal. It was shooting clear. There was so much water. It was insane what happened. And y'all, it's been on Friday, Sunday. What is it? Yeah. It did it again on Sunday.
Well, we didn't get that. We didn't get that much rain, but it got stormy.
Yeah. So it's, woo, y'all, and we need the rain. We need the rain. Yeah. It's, and y'all, the problem when it rains 3.5 inches in an hour and a half is it doesn't soak in. In a lot of cases, it just runs off. It washes. So, you know,
we're in a drought.
Yeah, we didn't get the full benefit of 3.5. But, y'all, things are greening up, at least, over here at the Vader family compound. So
that's great.
Yeah. That's great. So, anyway, y'all, if you didn't know why we were so pissed off at the beginning, it's because the new audio recording app, Vesfer.
Vesfer. V-S-F-R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is having some issues. And the issues are simply the audio routing for the Zoom. So going to take a hard look at it again. And was trying to do this with a free solution so that poor Big Fatty didn't have to fiddle with anything. But I think we're just going to have to set up the loopback for him for Zoom and go from there. But anyway, we'll figure that out. The app is working other than the Zoom part of it. But yeah, so we will hopefully have that for your next little show. We were super excited to have it.
Oh.
I mean, oh. I was.
I didn't know any better.
Right. Poor Big Fatty.
Which is probably best.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, what's wrong?
the camera.
Oh. I was messing with your settings and the banjo band.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, I hate using the banjo band. I really do. So I'm trying my best to get away from it and all of the Daniel Brewer complaints that come along with it. So we're getting there. But y'all, it's creating an app that routes audio turns out not so easy. So, all right. Well, Big Fatty, before I think there was something else I wanted to talk about, but now I've forgotten. So let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead, ooh, or alive.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game where I have to talk over music, and Daniel hates that. I mean, where Big Fatty gives me the name of people born on this day. And by the way, Daniel, thanks for not texting me back. I have to tell you if they're dead or alive. And y'all, there are a lot of dead people. So the chances are pretty good they're dead. And then I have to tell you who they are, because you'll never know. Not even those Mix co-hosts will know. All right, Big Fatty, who you got?
Bob Crane.
Ooh, Bob Crane is, as far as I know, dead. Okay. Y'all, Bob Crane, it was an actor.
And we would know him from?
He was an actor, and he was in, was it Newhart? I believe it was Newhart.
Bob Crane, dead as a doornail, been dead since 1978. He was an American DJ and actor. He was Colonel Hogan on Hogan's Heroes.
I knew that. Nothing. I just saw one of those tributes to that. I knew that. Because, yeah, y'all, most of them are still alive. Except, I think, Farrah Fawcett.
Denise Crosby. Dennis Crosby.
Oh. Well, I knew Denise Crosby. Dennis Crosby is someone completely different.
Yes.
Y'all, Dennis Crosby, he is alive. I believe he is in the prison now. But y'all, he was in some of those NBC sitcoms in the 80s.
Dennis Crosby, dead as a doornail. He was an American singer, actor, and the son of singer Bing Crosby. How about that? All right. Let's see who we got here next. We have got Richard Marin.
Ooh, Richard Marin. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he's a politician from the California.
Richard Marin is alive. Oh. He's a Chicano-American comedian. You'd probably know him best as Cheech Marin. All right. Do we have time for a couple more here?
Oh, we do. Because, y'all, I lost my train of thought of what I was going to talk about during the great software debacle.
Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny is alive, as far as I know. Y'all, Tom Kenny was an actor, and he was on that Queer as Folk.
Yes, Tom Kenny, a very successful voiced actor, probably known best for voicing the character SpongeBob.
Oh.
All right, Robert Gant.
Bob Gant. Well, I mean, he's alive, but I don't know that he's famous enough to be on the dead or alive list. Y'all, he lives downtown Charleston. Lovely man.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert Gant, an American actor. He was on the U.S. version of Queer as Folk.
Oh.
And we got one last one, Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, is it his birthday? Well, y'all.
It is.
He's still hanging in there. He's still hanging in there. Y'all, he was the captain on that Star Trek, The Next Generation, and
it's
Picard.
Yes, and it's also, what's his name?
Patrick Stewart.
The guy that plays him.
Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart, yes. Yeah. All right, last one.
Thank goodness.
Lindsey Graham.
Oh. That Southern Belle is no longer with us, so.
That sometimes your ladybug runs out of luck.
I would say too soon, but I wouldn't mean it. So, no. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That's an interesting dead or alive. So,
just out of curiosity, I just want to remind everyone that death comes in threes.
Well, y'all, the only thing I can say is someone has to fill his seat. And
I already know who it's going to be. Do you know?
If my term for governor was running out and I was terming out, I mean, I might as well just appoint myself. And the only good thing that would come of that is the rest of the country will get to have to listen to Foghorn Leghorn. So
Foghorn Leghorn is my guess.
Absolutely.
He will absolutely appoint himself a U.S. senator to fill the term. Either that or Pamela Evett.
See, I don't think he would. There's a lot of people throwing around Nikki Haley's name as well, but we'll see.
Oh, no,
I guess we'll see. So, I just think Foghorn Leghorn can't help it and will 100% select
him. I see. We're gonna where?
Y'all, the man is 85 if he's 12. I don't know how old he is, but y'all.
He might as well be brain dead.
Correct.
Oh, he is brain dead. Ooh!
Yeah. So. Anyway.
So what's coming up this week?
Y'all, I hope. Oh, I got to go to D.C. I may not. Y'all, there may be a show next weekend. There may not. I've got to go to D.C. next weekend, or this coming weekend as you hear this, to meet someone on Saturday. So I may stay until Sunday just because.
Well, I'm sure you're going for the funeral.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, I'll have to pay my respects some other time. But, y'all, I've got to meet a man about an app. And then I've got some stuff to do. And, y'all, so I don't know when I'll be home, but we'll figure it out. I'm not going up until Friday. So I may come back Saturday. It's an hour and 20-minute flight. But,
Well, I know that's... very difficult. So anyway, you know, it was interesting that we had successful voice actor having a birthday today.
Yeah,
it's just very unusual to find successful actors that do the funny, cartoony kind of voices. In fact, do you know any?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I mean, I know some voice actors, but you said funny, does good voices, employed.
Get successful.
I don't know any of those. No.
Okay. Well, by the way, corn teeth.